Jacob Zuma's 79-year-old stalwart of the ruling African National Congress, or ANC. He'd said he wouldn't respect a process he described as a political conspiracy against him. The man who ousted Zuma 3.5 years ago to become South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has vowed to rid the ANC of corrupt officials. Opposition party members, including the Congress of the People's Dennis Bloom, have welcomed the court's decision to jail Zuma.
Zuma has repeatedly said that he will not cooperate with the commission. He will rather go to jail. He got what he wanted. He's going to sit for 15 months. This is a very clear message that South Africa will never become a banana republic. This was an assurance from the Constitutional Court that nobody is above the law. The law of this country must be respected.
ANC spokesman Pule Mabe told the media in Johannesburg that the Constitutional Court order heralded a sad and difficult period for the party, but that Zuma had left it with no choice.
We have always said that institutions that are established to deepen constitutional democracy must be supported. We have said that the constitution of the republic is sacrosanct. It is important to drive forward the unity of our people because the very right.
Seven constitutional court judges agreed to imprison Zuma, two disagreed. The Jacob Zuma Foundation says these dissenting views give the former president every right to doubt the integrity of the finding against him. Spokesman Mzwanele Manyi told VOA the judges who found Zuma guilty were emotional and eager to teach him a lesson.
If you've got competent judges, sober judges, that are saying this judgment is unconstitutional, how do you expect us as a foundation to say to our patron, he must accept the rule of law?
He says what's happening to Zuma, who he describes as one of Africa's greatest freedom fighters, is a travesty.
He must be shocked where he is that for all these years that he's been fighting for justice in this country, for all these years that he's been fighting for constitutional democracy, but we've got constitutional democracy that is dependent on opinions of judges as opposed to the law.
Zuma's relatives say he'll react in due course. But via Twitter, his daughter, Dudu, said she'd spoken with her father, who was in high spirits and having no fear. She said the Zuma family would escort the former president to prison in 5 days' time to begin his sentence. But not long after, Zuma's son, Edward, appeared on live TV to ally himself with his father's supporters, who insist he'll never spend a day in jail.
Whatever decision law enforcement agencies decide upon, then they will have to pass by me, meaning I'll lay down my life for President Zuma. They are not going to take him to prison when I'm still alive. They will have to kill me first. I insist on that.
Manyi says Zuma's somewhere safe in South Africa at the moment and could soon speak to the nation. Many groups who've been battling for decades to have him declared a criminal say he had his chance to speak at the inquiry and he chose not to. So now he must head to prison with as little fuss as possible. But as they and the country well know, that's never been Jacob Zuma's style. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.